السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this day of Friday, day of Jum'ah, once again He has allowed us to gather again in His house, in the best of places and the best of days. So we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. We also praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to gather for the best of things, which is His ibadah, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a very beautiful hadith, and one thing that he says is that a Muslim, the beauty of the iman of a Muslim, the beauty of your iman, is that you leave that which does not concern you. You leave that which is not your business. Okay, so whatever is not concerning you, whatever is not involving you, you leave that. And this is from the beauty of one's iman. This is from the husn, from the perfection of the iman of a believer, from your faith. So every single Muslim, every single mu'min, he should act upon this, and he should try to bring this into his daily life. And one extrapolation of this hadith, one way we can look at this hadith, in modern context especially, is our life online. Every single person in this room has an online personality. You have a persona that you portray online, whether that be through social media, whether that be through calls or through text messages, whether that be through WhatsApp or other forms of social media. Every single person in this room has and projects himself online, one way or another. And especially the way technology has progressed today, even if you set yourself on private accounts, you are still essentially made yourself public. That's the way technology has moved today. Even if you try to be as private as you can, you will still, one way or the other, you'll be public. And so this brings one part, which is ihsan, which is also from the fundamentals of iman, ihsan, to perfect your iman. This brings haya, modesty, together as well. These two concepts. Now let's define ihsan first, and then we'll define what haya is. Ihsan, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, that akhbirni anil ihsan, tell me about ihsan, what is ihsan? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies that ihsan is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you can see Him. And this is, everyone knows this hadith. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ihsan, perfection, is when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you can see Him. And if you cannot do this, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is looking at you, He is watching you at all times. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this state. That know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the most glorified, He is always watching us. He is always looking at us. And this should bring inside yourself that you always want to perform good. And the awliya, the saints and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the greatest servants, they have said that this statement alone, entirety, all of it sums up all of the tasawwuf. It sums it all up. All that the Sufiyani Quran that they teach, it is summed up in that one statement. That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you can see Him. If you cannot do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching you. This is the summarization of tasawwuf. And now look at haya. Haya is modesty. And this comes back to the hadith I mentioned at the beginning as well. The perfection of your iman, ihsan, the perfection of your iman is that you refrain and you do not delve into other people's businesses. You do not delve into things that are unrelated to you. So we combine these two things together. What ihsan and haya. Combining these two together, and we look at today's world now. In today's world, and I mentioned with social media, you can access anything about anybody. Right? You can see what people are doing. You can see what people get up to in their daily lives. You can see what people do, you know, if they're on holiday, if they're at home. You can see all these things, right? Especially on what Snapchat, Instagram, you have the story function where people will just post and you go after 24 hours. So you can see what the person is doing at that time. And sometimes you can even follow people's locations as well. Okay, this is borderline, firstly creepy, and it's also, you know, this promotes the behavior of stalkers. Stalkers are people who follow other people, you know, to a greater extent, to a greater degree, to a degree that is not perceived as normal. So when you leave your location on all the time, you show people constantly, I'm at this place, I'm doing this right now, I'm going to go do this tomorrow. You put your whole timetable online. This is a safety concern, firstly, for everyone here. That if people can track you down and know exactly where you are at a certain time, you should be concerned. I'm not trying to scaremonger or create fear. But as Muslims, we need to ensure that our safety comes first. And also, we maintain our haya, we maintain our modesty. And we refrain from telling people things that they do not need to know. People complain a lot of a lack of barakah. They complain there's no barakah in my business. There's no barakah in my wealth. There's no barakah in my home. The reason for this is because everything that you have told every single person that you know. You've essentially become a source of news for everyone that you know. And that person will tell somebody else, and he'll tell somebody else. And by the time you know, everybody knows what everyone knows that you've got a new house. Everyone knows that you've got this furniture. You've got this £1,000 TV. Or you've got all these new things. And this causes ayn, this causes the evil eye. Now, the evil eye is a massive issue. And in today's culture, the culture that we have created by constantly posting everything online, by telling everybody, I've done this, I've got this, I'm going to go to this place, you have essentially given everyone the golden ticket to give you ayn, to give you the evil eye. Now, one thing to know about the evil eye is that it doesn't just come from people that you don't know. Nor does it come from people who are your enemies. It can also come from your family, and it can also come from your friends. It can even come from those who mean good to you. This is the reality of the evil eye. They can come from anyone. And this is when you need to ensure that you recite the Quran. The Quran is the biggest form of shifa. It is the biggest cure for every single mu'min. Allah says in the Quran, وَنَنَزِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That we have revealed the Quran, which is a shifa, which is a cure, and a rahmah, and a mercy for the believers. This is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this in the Quran. The Quran itself is a shifa. The Quran itself is a cure. And the greatest cure in the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha, the first surah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself and the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim ajma'in, they used to recite Surah Al-Fatiha constantly whenever they were sick. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, it's mentioned in a hadith, that when they would come across somebody who's ill, they would come across somebody who's sick, they would tell them, recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And when they would recite Surah Al-Fatiha, they'd achieve cure. And some Sahaba, there's a hadith mentioned, it's very lengthy, but I'll sum it up, that there were a few Sahaba who were walking outside of Medina Munawwara, and they came across a group of people who were sick, and they were requesting help, they were requesting assistance. And the Sahaba said, we don't know anything else, we don't know how to cure you, except we recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And they recited Surah Al-Fatiha, and the people who were sick, they achieved cure. They were relieved from the illness. And then these people, they were from a village. They gave the Sahaba many, many treats and many, many gifts. And then they came back to Medina Munawwara. And they told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they told him about his story. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he told them that, you know, you received some of these gifts, why don't you give some to me? As a form of, you know, to show happiness. And so the Sahaba, they said, everything is for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Sahaba kiram, whenever they were sick, whenever they found somebody who was sick, they would recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And this isn't just for physical illnesses. It isn't just for illnesses that affect the body physically, but for spiritual diseases as well. For example, the evil eye. If you've been, you know, if you're affected by black magic, Surah Al-Fatiha is your number one cure. You know, people say paracetamol is the first thing you should go to. Paracetamol, if you've got headache, if you've got earache, if your foot is hurting, if you're in pain, if you're sick, if you've got the flu, paracetamol or ibuprofen. These two things everyone says, that's the first thing on your mind. But Surah Al-Fatiha, this should be for the mu'min. This should be the first thing on your mind. And then you can seek cure from other means as well. But Surah Al-Fatiha, this is the first thing that every single mu'min should recite. وَنُنَزِّلِ الْقُرْآنُ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The Quran is a shifa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has told us that the Quran is shifa, He is also the one who has afflicted you with this illness. He's also the one who has given you this sickness. So if He is telling you that the shifa is Quran, And if he's the one that gave you the illness, then surely he knows what is right. So the Quran, especially Surah Al-Fatiha, this should be recited when you are sick. And for households, those who are losing barakah in their households, people who say that my house has no barakah, my children have no barakah, you know, there's nothing, you know, my house, it feels that there's no barakah in my house. There are things that you're doing wrong. The first thing you're doing wrong, you should begin reciting salah in that house. If the house is bereft of salah, if nobody's reading namaz in that house, then how are you going to find barakah? That's the first thing. Secondly, every single household should have khatams of Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, it is mentioned, will create barakah in your house. You can recite it by yourself all together. You can recite it as a family, you split it up together. Or you can recite it over the week. But make this a habit. Every single household should recite Surah Al-Baqarah regularly. Whether you're living in a room, whether you live in a studio flat, an apartment, or a house, whether it is your house or it is rented, doesn't matter. If you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, barakah will come in your house. And this is the promise of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And even the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he would promise something to the kuffar, when he would promise something to the non-believers, even they would accept it. Even they would believe it. Even his worst enemies, people who wanted to kill him, people who wanted to assassinate the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even they would admit the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would never lie. If he made a promise, he would keep on to that promise. And the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised us. The Surah Al-Baqarah is a form to create barakah in your house, to create blessings in your house. So recite Surah Al-Baqarah, make this a habit. Invite the whole family together. Make this a family occasion. That once a week or once a month, you recite Surah Al-Baqarah in your house and you have some food after that. Inshallah, this will form barakah in your house. And if you are affected by spiritual illnesses, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us more cures as well. Again, not from anywhere else except the Quran. Only the Quran. Surah Al-Nas and Surah Al-Falaq. These two surahs as well. The final two quls, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, these two surahs, recite these and you'll be cured from your spiritual ailments as well, inshallah ta'ala. So we need to bear in mind as Muslims, there is medicine that you can physically take. You can take paracetamol, you can take ibuprofen, you can take whatever else that they provide. And I'm not saying don't do that. No, if the doctor has told you, take this medicine once a day or twice a day or once a week or whatever the prescription is, you should take this constantly. Or you should take this as much as the doctor has prescribed you. But at the same time, look for shifa in the Quran. This is the first port call. This is the first way. This is the first place you should look. If you're suffering from a stomach illness, before you get up and go to the kitchen or go to the drawer and get some paracetamol, recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Recite this two times, three times, and then rub your hand over your stomach. And this, inshallah, will give you some relief. To give you some cure. And the one thing you need to bear in mind is have yaqeen. Yaqeen is also very important. To know firmly and to have conviction that the Quran will give you shifa. The Quran will cure you. Yaqeen is the basis of your iman. Because if you do not have clarity, if you do not have conviction in your faith, then your iman is shaky. Your iman will be shaky if you don't have any conviction. Because if you think Allah might exist or Allah may exist, you've already left Islam. You need to have that conviction. You need to know for a fact that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my God, He is real. He is one God. This is conviction in your iman. You must have this conviction. And with this conviction comes the yaqeen in all other matters of iman as well. If the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told me this, then for indeed it is true. If he has told me that if I do this and this will happen, then it is true. There is no doubt about it. But the moment you begin to have doubts, the moment you say, you know, I will recite it, but maybe it will work, maybe it won't work, that's when you begin to lose barakah. That's when you begin to lose the glad tidings of what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said today, and may also allow us to use the Quran as the shifa for all of our physical and spiritual ailments. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Very quickly, because I lost track of time. The volunteers should be coming around, inshallah, with the bucket, inshallah. So if you have any loose change in your pockets, do donate towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight after Salatul Asr, which is 7:30 p.m., we will have our regular Reviving Light gatherings. This is run in English for all brothers and sisters. So whoever wants to come, you can do so, inshallah ta'ala. There will also be a gathering on Sunday after Salatul Asr. This Sunday after Asr, the topic being anxiety and the Quran. Especially, you know, today's day and age, you have mental illnesses which are proliferating society. We should come back to the Quran as a form of shifa. And inshallah, on Sunday, the Imam of Jamia Masjid in High Street, he will be here and he'll be delivering a lecture on anxiety in the Quran. This is for brothers only, and food will be served afterwards. Finally, there's a ladies' weekly program for every Tuesday from 10:30 to 12:30. Please encourage your sisters and your mothers and your female members of household to attend. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي فضل سيدنا مولانا محمد على العالمين جميعا وأقامه يوم القيامة للمذنبين والتوابين الخطائين الهالكين شفيعا فصلى الله تعالى وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى كل من هو محبوب ومرضي لديه صلاة تبقى وتدوم بدم الملك الحي القيوم واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين اما بعد فيا ايها المؤمنون رحمنا ورحمكم الله تعالى اوصيكم نفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل في السر والاعلان عن النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى ملك كريم جواد بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين لا سيما على أول بالتصديق أمين المؤمنين أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أعدل الأصحاب أمين المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى جامع القرآن أمين المؤمنين عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمين المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى ابنه الكريمين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وعلى أمهما سيدة النساء البتول الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها، وعلينا معهم يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ربنا يا مولانا واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ربنا يا مولانا ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأجل وأهم وأعظم وأكبر. عباد الله يرحمكم الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Please ensure your sufuf, your rows are straight. Ensure that you're shoulder to shoulder. If there's a space in the row in front of you, fill that in before starting the second. And also please ensure that your mobile phones are turned off or on silent. جزاكم الله خير. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا. فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا حساب الميزان. اللهم احفظ لنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم عنا على تلاوة القرآن وذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم تقبل منا ركوعنا وسجودنا وطاعتنا كلها وصلاتنا هذه صلاة الجمعة مع جمعة المسلمين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزقنا يا خير الرازقين. اللهم انصرنا يا خير الناصرين. اللهم انصر وارحم أهل فلسطين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا خطايانا كلها يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية وعلما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا فاعف عنا فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ببركة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم. صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله. صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا حبيبي يا حبيب الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا شفيعنا يوم الجزاء. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.